From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. After Japan's nuclear disaster, Germany announced a groundbreaking energy plan. It would phase out all of its domestic nuclear power in 10 years and transition to safer carbon-neutral energy. The goal by 2050 is to generate 80% of the energy for Europe's largest economy from solar, wind, and other renewables. But now the plan and its ambitious timeline are in doubt. As NPR's Eric Westerveld explains, one problem is opposition to expanding the power grid.
57-year-old dairy farmer Horst Leithoff was hoping for some July sun to hay his fields. Instead, it's rainy and windy again here in the village of Elhoft. But that's okay with Leithoff, too. His other job is helping manage four community wind farms here in North Frisia near the Danish border. He stands under one of the many massive 500-foot-tall wind turbines, each with four blades, 22 tons apiece. Every rotation is marked by a rhythmic sound like some enormous metronome.
If you're a little bit far away from the windmill, you will hear this sound, which is mostly this
This slice of northwest Germany is one of the country's best onshore places to harvest the wind. And this northern state is rapidly expanding its wind production. But the problem today is getting that energy south to Germany's population centers.
As we can hear from the whoosh, whoosh above us, this big boy's turning pretty fast and producing great energy today. But all around us we see cows and fields, not people. How big a challenge is it to get the energy to the grid and to the people that need the energy for use?
You have to invest in the grids. We need about 200 millions of euros to invest to collect the energy from the wind farms at the west coast to Hamburg. The capacity is not big enough. We need a better grid.
The country needs a better grid if it's to meet its target of phasing out German nuclear power and more than doubling its renewable energy in just 10 years. In May, the country's four private electricity grid operators, the big power companies, handed Chancellor Angela Merkel a plan to build roughly 2,800 miles of new power lines from northern to southern Germany. But that plan for new high-capacity overhead lines is running into the familiar backlash. Malte Graf stands in his family's waist-high wheat fields next to his house in the village of Prietz in the picturesque northern state of Schleswig-Holstein. The field is framed on two sides by a forest protected by the EU. By law, the new power lines can't go into the woodlands. They'd have to come through his fields.
Between these two forests are just 100 meters for the fields. If you see if the electricity line have be to cross this field, then they have to go direct over our houses here, and that is a really big problem.
Graf lives with his wife and two kids alongside his brother and his family. He runs a small business supplying horse farms, but he spends more and more of his time these days crusading against plans for an expanded power grid. He's posted signs, printed pamphlets and bumper stickers. He holds monthly meetings, and attendance is growing. He's joined in his fight by neighbors, including Marco Franzen, who lives a few miles from Graf. Franzen's home abuts rolling farm fields, fields where horses, cows, and sheep graze. The Schrentina River flows nearby through a protected forest. Standing on a sloping field, Franzen whips out binoculars and points out an osprey flying low over the river. We built our house here 10 years ago. We've started a family, and the power lines are a threat to our very existence, he says. We're worried about our kids' lives, their health, he adds, and we're financially invested in the area. We have a 30-year mortgage to pay off. If these lines are built, they'll rip up the natural environment and run through our houses, and our quality of life will be ruined. Franzen, a forestry conservation consultant, says he worries, too, about possible health risks, including leukemia and lung problems. Numerous studies, however, have shown no significant health risks from power lines or discernible links to cancer. The rise of the Not in My Backyard or NIMBY movement here was perhaps inevitable. But if the German power giant Tennant Energy has its way, opponents will not thwart the German dream of building a better grid to meet the nuclear phase-out goals. A Tennant spokeswoman stressed that the planned route of new lines is not yet finalized. She says the company is working with citizens throughout the affected areas to hear their concerns and work on a solution. But Graf and Franzen and many others in the north aren't convinced yet. Franzen said he's sounding a wake-up call to a public he says is just starting to realize the problems of more high-tension lines stretching across the German landscape.
Viele Menschen leben auch in der Stadt. Die kommen hier raus zum Spazieren gehen.
Many city dwellers come here and think, oh, how lovely. And an hour later, they're back in the city, switch on their lights, and think nothing more of it, he says angrily. We're the ones that have to live with electricity overhead. We're the ones who'll have to deal with the daily strains. It's all well and good to build more wind farms, he adds, but we have to live with the power line. Back at the wind farm on the North Sea near the Danish border, former Air Force pilot Holger Arntzen says the future of renewable energy in Germany is bright if people can adapt. Arntzen's now project manager of Windcom, a nonprofit that supports wind farm development. For him, the key to stopping the backlash against the power lines is to do more to inform Germans that the nuclear phase-out comes with a price and changes in lifestyle.
To show what is possible and how I, as a citizen, can influence the load on the grid, like putting on my dishwasher only when the sun shines, because we have a lot of photovoltaics, or waiting with the dishwasher if we have no wind. People must accept the post-nuclear phase has a direct impact on how I live, how they live.
That may be a hard sell, even to the practical-minded Germans. The fact is, the post-Fukushima consensus here has given way to growing concerns about rising energy costs. The debate is intensifying over just who will pay for the transition to renewable energy, how it'll happen, how fast, and through whose backyards. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, in Preetz, Germany.